Information without application is procrastination.
You're listening to the Organize My Thoughts podcast, where we teach you how to get out of your head so you can execute the vision. I am your host, Kyla Jackson. Let's get started.
Hello, family, and welcome back to another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. I am your host, Kyla Jackson, and I am so excited for this episode. We're actually not going to do the Clarity Cafe because I actually answered that inside of my weekly newsletter, Organize My Thoughts. So if you want to read about the newest question on the Clarity Cafe, don't forget to click the link in the description box to join my newsletter. But today, let's go ahead and hop right into our topic because I love talking about this because I feel like so many people deal with what I'm about to discuss today. And if you're listening, it's probably one of those things that's keeping you stuck in a cycle of starting and stopping. It's probably something that you have known that you've dealt with, but have not figured out how to get out of. And that is information hoarding. Information hoarding is basically when you get stuck in a stage of researching courses and YouTube videos and podcasts and Google University, and you're collecting all this information with the intention to execute. But what happens is you never exit that research phase into execution. And this is so crucial because right now you are sitting on many ideas that God has given you. And sometimes this information hoarding can lead to overwhelm. You didn't start off for it to be overwhelming. You genuinely started researching because you wanted to figure out the practical ways that you can move forward. But what happens is if we're not careful, we can use information as a crutch and it feels like we're moving forward, but really we're moving deeper into more information. Information alone is not enough to execute. Sometimes you have to just start with the information that you have and make some mistakes in order to move forward. This is something that I dealt with for years. I would consider myself more type A, very much a planner down to the detail, a plan for my plan. And although that can benefit me in different areas of my life, for many years, it was a hindrance to me executing the business ideas that God had given me. I felt so unqualified, so overwhelmed with some of the magnitude of what God was calling me to create, because if we're honest, sometimes God calls us to do things that we don't feel qualified for. We don't know the exact steps, and so information is a useful tool in the beginning. So for me, in the beginning of my journey, I spent so much time researching. I bought every course you can think of. I was stalking YouTube channels and binge listening to podcasts and wearing Google University out, honestly. And still, with all of this information, I was hoping that I would be more confident in what God called me to do, but it never happened. All that happened was that I had these perfectly organized folders full of research and no execution. It had gotten so bad that I had tons of unfinished projects just sitting around, and I felt discouraged. And if you're listening to this episode, you're probably in the same boat. You have some projects that you started and got excited about, and they're probably unfinished. Or maybe you started moving forward and then you got to a place where you were stuck. And so looking for more information felt like the right thing to do because you didn't want to make a mistake. You didn't want to mess up. You didn't want that project to fail. And so information became your crutch. It became a source of comfort where instead of being willing to move forward and make some mistakes and take some risks, you started looking for more information. And now you're stuck under this mountain of information with all of these different methods on how to move forward. And it's probably brought you to decision paralysis. Every time God calls us to do something or we need to execute a project, there are many decisions that we have to make along the way. And the problem with information hoarding is that you are exposed to so many different paths and methods for how to move forward. The more options that you have, the more difficult it is going to be for you to make a decision. I'll give you a very simple example. I recently became a matcha girl, and I thought ordering a matcha would be as simple as, hi, can I have a small matcha? And that was it. Well, I was surely mistaken. I tried out a new cafe, and I went to go order a matcha. And first, I had to choose my size. Then I had to choose from all of these different milk options. Then I had to choose between all of these flavors. Of course, I chose ice instead of hot, but then there were all these other add-ons like cold foam and drizzle and all of these things. And ordering a simple matcha got so confusing because there were honestly too many different options. I would have rather someone had said, "This is our house matcha. This is exactly what comes in it. Would you like that?" But the more options they presented me with, the more overwhelmed I became. And the same thing happens when we try to execute a business idea. There are so many different methods between all of the teachers that you're studying from that you're going to get very confused the more information that you're exposed to. Information on its own is not a bad thing at all. However, when God gives you a business idea, often there is a unique way that He wants you to execute it, and you may not find it amongst all the research that you're doing. Sometimes people will take very complicated routes to do things, but I've noticed that over the years with executing a business with God, that He often does things in a very simple way. And honestly, I am so grateful because I'm a person that gets overwhelmed by very complicated methods and blueprints. When you're executing with God, yes, there is an information research stage that is involved in the beginning, but most of your instructions are going to come from sitting with the Lord in the secret place and doing exactly what He called you to do step by step. One thing that I love about executing with the Lord is that even though I'm a person who would prefer to have the entire plan laid out, God gives me just enough information to get started step by step. If He revealed the entire blueprint to me, I would be so overwhelmed. And honestly, I probably would have stopped because some of the things that God has called me to do were huge. What started off as a small project led into something that I didn't even know. And I'm so grateful that God did not give me all of that information at once because I probably would have abandoned some of those God projects a long time ago. So if you have been stuck in that idea cycle and you've been dealing with information hoarding, I want to give you 5 questions that you can ask yourself that will guide you out of that process and into execution mode. The first question that you can ask yourself is simply, what do I need to do? If you've been stuck in the information cycle for so long and you've been information hoarding, it's likely that you forgot the original project that God told you to do because the information was so overwhelming. So I recommend just writing down, what do I need to accomplish, right? What am I trying to do? Make sure that you are clear. I cannot tell you how many times I got stuck in the research phase and I started trying to solve problems that God didn't even tell me to do. And that recently happened to me because it's so easy to get distracted. So just write down your original intention. The second question that you want to ask yourself is, what do I need to do it? Right? What do you actually need to execute this project? This is when you're going to create what I like to call a master to-do list. Now, I use my Notion Mental Garden template to do this. This is where I manage all of my God projects, and I will literally write down a master to-do list of everything that I think I need in order to complete this project. Now, I may not have all of those things readily available, but what this does is it helps to remove some of that overwhelm of what I think I need, and it allows me to clearly see what I need in order to move forward with this project. It also helps me to fill in the gaps for what I'm missing, because sometimes we're researching things that we already have information for, whether it's stored in our notebooks or we already have the wisdom inside of our heads. The next question that you're going to ask yourself is, how long is it going to take? Once you have your master to-do list and you can see what you actually need in order to complete the project, you can start estimating about how long it's going to take you to do those individual tasks. Sometimes people take so long to execute their business ideas because they overestimate how long something is going to take. I've worked with clients who have executed their God projects in less than a week because after making their to-do list item and going through these questions, they realized that they already had most of the information that they needed and they really just needed someone to hold them accountable to executing the project. And that's why Dream to Driven is so helpful because I literally walk with you over 6 weeks of executing your business idea and helping you to market it as well. Because sometimes we have what we need, but we need someone to help us stay on track and someone that can help us to fill in the gaps for what we're missing. So once you make your master to-do list item, go ahead and estimate about how long it's going to take you to do those individual tasks. You would be surprised how quickly you can get something done when you shrink your timeline and you have a realistic picture of how long something is going to take you. The next question that you're going to ask yourself is, what do I need to put down in order to make more time for what God called me to do? After making your master to-do list and estimating the time that it's going to take you to complete each task, something that you might say to yourself is, I don't have enough time. The reality is that God is not ignorant to your responsibilities and the things that you have on your plate. It's our responsibility to be a good steward of our time and to prioritize the things that God is calling us to do. So sometimes you may have to get off of social media for a while. You might have to wake up earlier or stay late. You might have to utilize your lunch breaks in a different way, right? You might have to lay some things down for a season in order to execute what God is calling you to do. But don't let time be an excuse. One of my favorite things to do when I needed to execute a God project, even while I was working a 9-to-5, is I would temporarily sacrifice my weekends because that is when I honestly had the most free time and I could realistically get those things done. Just a few weekends sacrifice, I was able to execute so many business ideas. The last question that you want to ask yourself are, what are the obstacles? After reviewing your master to-do list and seeing how much time it's going to take you, sometimes you do have actual obstacles that are preventing you from getting something done. Some of that might be you don't have the information that you need and you really do need to invest in some type of coaching or invest in someone who can bridge that knowledge gap for you and walk you along the steps to actually get where you need to go. Sometimes it's a time obstacle. Sometimes it's a resource, right, where you need more money to invest. And so you have to figure that out. But identify your obstacles so that you can figure out a path to move forward. And most importantly, take your obstacles to God, because sometimes it may feel like an obstacle to you, but it's not an obstacle to God. Again, God is not ignorant to your circumstances. He's not ignorant to your responsibilities. And a part of executing with God is trusting Him with the wisdom and the provision to help you to move forward in the things that He's called you to do. So asking yourself these 5 questions, and it doesn't take long to do this, can really help you to get out of that information hoarding stage and start executing and getting things done. So let's recap. The 5 questions that you can ask yourself to move from information hoarding to executing. 1, what do I need to do? 2, what do I need to do it? 3, how long is it going to take me to do it? 4, what do I need to put down in order to make time to do what God is calling me to do? And 5, what are the obstacles? Asking yourself those 5 questions can help get you right back on the path and make sure that you are staying focused. If you go through those 5 questions and you realize, okay, I need some help. I'm tired of getting distracted and being in that starting and stopping cycle. And I really want to work with someone who can move me forward. I would love to invite you to apply to the Drain to Driven program, which is a 6-week program where I will walk with you to execute your business idea and help you come up with a marketing plan so that you can actually start making sales. The link to apply is in the description box below. This is going to wrap up another episode of the Organize My Thoughts podcast. If you found this episode helpful, make sure that you like and share. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.